What is a joke about a butterfly? There's a challenge for you, Sammy. Do you have a broadcastable joke about a butterfly?
Well, I know this. I was out in the garden one day and I was attacked by a ferocious butterfly once.
Is this a joke or is this true?
No, honest to God, Frank, have you ever seen a ferocious butterfly?
Maybe it's some sort of stinging moth.
Sheltered life, Frank.
Maybe I do not know. Is there such a thing as a ferocious butterfly? I know a woman who will know, Catherine Bertrand. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
You're the head of conservation for the butterfly conservation in Northern Ireland. Answer that question. Is there any such thing as a butterfly that could be relatively vicious?
No, not at all. Our butterflies and our moths, which so many people are frightened of, are made of glitter and fluff. They have no sting, they have no claws, they have no talons, they have no venom. They are just glitter and fluff, beautiful sort of fairies floating around. But people, especially with moths, are particularly frightened of them for no good reason at all. They are just, they're completely harmless, beautiful, friendly creatures, really.
Even the big furry, ugly ones that sort of pounce on you?
Beauty is all in the eye of the beholder. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I personally don't think there's any such thing as an ugly moth. I know there are people out there who would very vehemently disagree with me, but they're all absolutely harmless. They're all absolutely tiny compared to us. When they blunder, especially with moths, when they blunder into your house, it is simply because there's been a big bright light on, it blinds them, they get confused, they can't help themselves, they're drawn towards the light. We think it actually blinds them, they just can't see where they're going, they're really disorientated. They fall into your room full of light, they're flying around, they can't see anything at all, they're having a complete panic attack, you're having a panic attack, but they cannot hurt you. And the best thing to do is turn the lights off, let them calm down, settle down, and then throw them back out the window so they can be back with their mothy friends. They do not want to be in your house at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. I actually love all of them. I don't have a problem with them at all, but you have worries and concerns. The reason we're talking to you today and talking about butterflies, there's been a problem in relation to the rather gloomy weather.
We actually did quite well last year compared to the rest of the UK. So I think that the new story that's hit the press today is that there's butterfly declines, and many of our butterfly species are declining. It's a sign of the general health of our environment. Butterflies are a fantastic indicator of whether or not our environment is a healthy place to be. And it is very concerning for all of us if our butterflies are showing long-term declines, because it shows that the quality of the environment around us is in decline. And that's something we should all worry about, because it's potentially bad for our health. But in Northern Ireland last year, we had a lot more, people won't remember it because they remember the wet, cold summer, but in the springtime, we actually had a lot more sun in May and June than we've had in many of the previous years this decade. And many of our spring species did surprisingly well, especially a beautiful little butterfly called the small copper, which is a beautiful, bright, red, orange little creature that you'd see sort of waste ground areas or at the edges of paths. It would be basking out in the sunshine. And it had had loads of really bad years previously this decade, and it went off the charts last year. So it was an indicator that in the springtime, at least, our spring butterflies are a lot better than in previous years.
Should we be looking out for them? Should we be monitoring them?
Yes, please. We have a small cohort of fantastic, very committed volunteers who go out, and we do something called a butterfly transect, a butterfly walk, where you go to a site close to you and you walk it. The big transects, you walk it with a team of people over the whole sort of summer months, the times when it's sunny. And we have a new Atlas project, a recording project with the south of Ireland to try and map all of the butterflies in Ireland over the next few years. It's a really easy thing to do. Anyone can get involved. If they get in touch with us at Butterfly Conservation Northern Ireland, we've got a Facebook page, we've got social media. It's just about going outside, telling us what you see, and revisiting a site near your house, ideally, regularly throughout the year, that you will spot butterflies on, and then let us know what you're seeing.
Two final questions for you. First one, why are they important?
They are important, firstly, because they are an intrinsically beautiful part of our world. They have every right to be here as much as we do in any other creature. So they are a beautiful thing that brings joy to lots of people. If you talk to children, if you send kids out, they will spot butterflies. Grown-ups love spotting butterflies. But giving a butterfly net to a grown-up and saying you're allowed to run around and have fun looking at these beautiful creatures makes people fall over and laugh and have a wonderful time. But they're also, as I say, they're this really important indicator of how our environment is faring. If you look at what butterflies do, you can see what wiser wildlife is doing. So watching how they're faring throughout the year helps us understand whether our wider environment, whether our wider biodiversity is doing well or not doing well. And that's really important for us to know so we can make the right changes to make our world a better, healthier place, not just for butterflies and moths, but for all of us as well.
Yeah, they're a good gauge. And the final question is, the moth, you know, ugly, for want of a better term. You know, you may think beauty's in the eye of the beholder and all of that. But do some of the moths actually turn into butterflies, or does that never happen?
No, that never happens. So there are 2,500 different types of moth in Britain and Ireland altogether, species-wise. In Northern Ireland, we have 26 butterfly species that live here. So if you're out and about in your garden, you might see maybe, I don't know, 6-7 butterflies if you live in a sort of normal garden throughout the year, different types of butterflies, different colours of butterflies. If you were to put a moth trap in your garden and have a look what moths were visiting your garden, you'd find there was well over 100, 150, maybe 200 species in just a normal garden throughout the year. They are a far more interesting and varied group, if you like, because there's just so many more of them, but they live in the dark and they are designed to live in the dark, and we have rubbish eyes. We don't live in the dark and we have nothing to do with their world whatsoever. So we only see them when they blunder into our house by accident and we panic. But moths and butterflies are an extraordinarily important food source for our birds, for lots of other insects, for some of our mammals. They get eaten all the way through their life cycles. They have the same life cycle. I'm sure people out there have read The Very Hungry Caterpillar, so they know all about the egg on a leaf in the moonlight, and they know about the little caterpillar hatching out and eating and eating and eating. They know it goes into a cocoon and then it goes through this extraordinary change where it turns from a sausage with legs that eats leaves into a fairy, basically. And moths and butterflies are basically fairies. They fly around. There's many of our moths that fly during the daytime and would drink nectar from flowers like butterflies would. I've had quite big debates with people who've spotted a day-flying moth and are insistent it must be a butterfly because it's pretty. But there are loads of beautiful moths that come in amazing colours of gold and silver, pinks, oranges, purples, browns. There are, of course, quite a lot of
brown ones.
You love them.
I want you to be really brief with this answer, as brief as you possibly can. Do butterflies live for long?
They live from when they're laid to when they get eaten. So some of them live for a year altogether throughout their entire life cycle. They can live for maybe 3 to 4 weeks as an adult, but remember they've been in their cocoon as a caterpillar and as an egg before that.
Okay, but if it's a little butterfly flying about and it doesn't get eaten, how long would it live for?
If it's a feeding butterfly or moth, it will live for maybe 2 to 3 weeks. And the longest ones we know about can live for maybe 6 weeks,
okay.
6 to 7
weeks. Catherine, thank you very much. The Head of Conservation for the Butterfly Conservation in Northern Ireland. And we're doing slightly better than other parts of the UK.